Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I hope this podcast inspires, encourages you, uplifts you, motivates you, and challenges you. Hey, have you ever had someone say to you, it's a process? That's the title of the podcast today. It's a process. I've heard coaches say it's a process. I've heard pastors say it's a process. I've heard financial experts say to build your finances into a retirement is a process. Actually, retirement is a process. You have to be prepared for it. What about our walk with God? Is that a process? Absolutely. It's an absolute process. Let's face it, when we come to know Jesus right off the bat, we're excited, we're fired up, we have the Holy Spirit, but it's a process to grow in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the word over and over again. So it's a process to grow. It's also a process to renew our mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I believe it is, says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is definitely a process. Because as we renew our mind, what happens is, as we renew our mind in the Word of God, we get to know God better. We get to trust in what He says. We get to know His character by what His Word says. We get to know His promises. And when we know His promises, we can stand on them. And our faith grows. And that's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But so many people are unwilling to get into the Word and allow the process to even begin to take place. It's a process to know God at a deeper level. When we know God at a deeper level, we start speaking differently. We start acting differently. At least we should. It's a process to walk by faith and not by sight. Because everything in our body says, I can see that that isn't there. How am I going to walk when it hasn't even manifested itself yet? How am I going to believe when I can't see it? But it's a process to believe to see. It's not a process to see in order to believe. I mean, what credit is that to anybody? Seeing, if you see something, you're obviously going to believe that it's there. But it is extraordinary faith to believe in order to see. But again, that's not going to happen overnight. It's a process to change the words that we speak. And the only way that we're going to change the words that we speak is by renewing our mind in the Word of God. The Word of God changes how we think. That changes how we speak, it changes how we act, changes what we do, but we fall short. We fall short, don't we? We still want to go back to those old ways because our soul hasn't been renewed. And we're renewing our mind. When we renew our mind, we're renewing our soul. Our soul needs to be renewed. We walk by faith and not by sight. How can you walk by faith if you don't know the Word, when the Word says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? So my recommendation to you, you're probably listening to this and saying, well, how am I going to grow my faith? I mean, I need faith right now. I'm in a storm. Dive into the Word. Dive into the Word immediately. Get a couple passages that you can just meditate on over and over again. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If God is for you, who can be against you? I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. There are so many things we can do to renew our minds, to think differently and to believe differently, but it is a process. Are you willing to go through the process for those things to manifest themselves in your life? It takes work. A relationship, a good relationship, takes work, doesn't it? If you want to have a good relationship with your spouse or your sibling or a friend, it takes work. You've got to get to know them. And it too is a process. Good friendships don't happen overnight. They happen because people spend time together, and it's a process. So are you willing to go through the process? The process of renewing your mind, the process of getting in the Word, the process of praying, the process of listening, the process of fasting and praying. Because that's when real change comes. Real change comes when we're ready and want to at least start the process and be diligent enough to see it through. So many Christians, and I've been there, they get too busy. The worries of this life, the love of money, and the desire for other things, what happens? It comes in and it chokes the Word. I believe that's Mark 4. I believe it's Mark 4. It comes in and chokes. Those things come in and choke the Word. And when you're worried about life and you're worried about the deceitfulness of riches, is the exact quote, and the desire for other things, that disrupts the process. It disrupts the process of moving forward in the Lord, moving forward in faith, because you're distracted by the deceitfulness of riches. You're distracted by the desire for other things, and you're distracted by just worldliness. Worldliness will, the enemy wants to distract us from our process. He does not want you to get closer to God. He wants you to drift away. He wants to break you out of the process that you're in right now to renew your mind, to grow your faith, to become stronger in the Lord, to become a spokesperson for God, to become a kingdom shaker. He doesn't want any of those things for you. So, you may be sitting there listening to this and saying, I don't know any of the Bible. Well, you can start today. You can start today. There are so many passages you could look up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply all my needs. I've gone all through these. But it's a process. Are you willing to begin the process? Maybe you're in a dark storm right now and you think there is no hope, there is no answer, and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel is worship God in the midst of your struggle. Worship Him. Get on your hands and knees and just thank Him for His goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank Him for heaven. Thank Him that you're saved. Worship is a process where we're unafraid to show our real love and adoration for God. Where we don't care what anybody thinks. Where we lift up our hands and we just thank God for His goodness, His grace, and His mercy. Many people I watch in worship services just sit there and like they're at a concert. This isn't a concert. We're worshiping the Lord. But that's a process. It's a process to be free and uninhibited when you worship. It's not normal. Yet we can worship all these other things. We can worship celebrities, athletes. We can worship musicians. And it's just, it's crazy. I see men and women sitting in negative eight or something ridiculous in Green Bay or Buffalo, one of those teams, and the NFL teams, they're sitting, it's a packed stadium, cheering and jumping up and down and going crazy in that freezing cold weather, and yet so many people act so different at church. But again, it's a process. We've We've got to go through this process. We've got to start the process. It's a process to walk by faith and not by sight. It's not going to be easy. It takes work and it takes diligence. But if you begin the process and you're diligent, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. Those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. Start the process today of seeking the Lord. And remember, and don't ever forget, we walk by faith and not by sight.